The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another conversational hour that'll be just perfect. Kind of like a porridge that's being cooked at Grandma's house. Hello. April 26th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm here. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen to go through some of the things in depth that either have gone on, are going on. Our video of the day is from the NBA. After an important playoff win, Isaiah Thomas found himself upstaged by his two boys during a press conference. Kind of a cute a bit. If you want to start off your day with a smile, help yourself to that. If you want to be frowning, well, let's spend some time maybe not attempting, not really wanting you to smile or frown about politics, just to be thinking about it. Primaries today in five states, count them, one, Connecticut, two, Delaware, three, Maryland, four, Pennsylvania, and five, Rhode Island. Here is Paul Singer giving us an overview of the five states, the five primaries, and who's going to come up with a win here and there, I'm going to guess.
We are ready for the Amtrak primary. A bunch of states along the Amtrak corridor are voting on Tuesday. We have Rhode Island, Delaware, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. It's about 118 delegates for the Republican candidates that are on the table on Tuesday. About 380 are on the table for the Democrats. And the real interesting race here, of course, is going to be Pennsylvania's white elephant primary. Pennsylvania's primary only binds 17 of its delegates for the Republican nominee, or the Republican candidate, that is. There's 54 delegates in Pennsylvania who remain unbound. This could be a really interesting chunk of delegates if we get to the convention and Donald Trump has not sealed the 1,237 delegates he needs to clinch the nomination for the Republican presidential convention. That would leave these 54 delegates hanging around to be convinced to go to one candidate or the other. This is the strategy for Ted Cruz and John Kasich, is to deny Donald Trump the delegates he needs on the first ballot, and then in the second ballot be able to negotiate with delegates who might have become freed or went to the convention unbound and might be able to swing the nomination to one of them. We think, by and large, for Tuesday's primaries, both Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side and Donald Trump on the Republican side are in position to score pretty well. They're leading in the polls in those states. But it's not clear that either one of them can really wrap up the nomination on Tuesday. Remember, on the Democratic side, all of the primaries are divided proportionally. The delegates are divided proportionally. So even if Hillary Clinton wins, she won't win enough to seal the nomination. And Bernie Sanders is still likely to pick up delegates as he goes and stay in the race until the end.
Huh. So, news there. What are the other headlines? You heard us yesterday talking about Ted Cruz and John Kasich trying to coordinate their efforts against Donald Trump, agreeing in any primary contest to sort of pass it to one or the other. Bernie Sanders says that he will and his group of followers will shape the Democratic agenda no matter what happens at the convention, and he may be right in part. Here is Connecticut Secretary of State Denise Merrill saying that hopefully if you have all of the pieces put together, that is all the poll workers and the equipment working well, there will be a super large turnout at the polls in her state today.
Just as of last week, we would say one every 43 seconds. One person is registering new registration every 43 seconds, and that's just the new people. So based on that, I would say we're going to have a big turnout. We're certainly communicating with all the local election officials who are the ones that run these elections to make sure you have enough staff on hand to handle the crowd.
Well, let's hope that that's the case in all of these five states, because what's been going on to this point has been shameful in many of the states, way too many, and that's why people are upset. I was noticing a poll, a new poll shows that most Americans are happy with their friends, happy with their family, they feel good about their finances, are more or less content at work. But the government and the people running the government, only 8% of those questioned in the Associated Press poll over the weekend say that they are happy with the government. So that's why, again, for any number of reasons, including what the heck is going on at the polls, people want change. And so that's what's stirring the pot here. Former Delaware governor, Congressman now Mike Castle, weighing in on some of the polls in his state.
There's been an organized effort for Kasich, which has gone on now for several months. I've not really been involved with that, but they've come in and done a good job as far as that's concerned. I believe from the scant polling that I've heard or seen that Trump is the favorite. He's probably the favorite in virtually every state. In the Mid-Atlantic states, which are all having their primary on Tuesday. So he is probably the favorite as far as Delaware is concerned. But there's another set of polling that, I hope people pay some attention to, and that is the polling in the presidential race of who's going to be running against Hillary Clinton. And essentially, those polls have one after another have shown that John Kasich can beat Hillary Clinton and that the others will lose to him. In fact, the latest poll, which is a new poll that I just saw, showed him defeating Hillary Clinton by 8 points, and Cruz loses by 7 and Trump by 6.
Really? So how about you have a Trump-Kasich combo? What does that do for you? One way or another, let's see how. Well, it's all speculation and conversation, and so you put the pieces together. What do you have? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Hello, the people listening in Charleston, South Carolina, this morning. The Good Day program, Monterey, California, checking in. Akron, Ohio, Syracuse, New York. Good to have you and the people listening around your communities to the program. Salt Lake City, also lots of people there. Eau Claire, Wisconsin. People all over Pennsylvania. This program is free, but then you knew that. It's a free conversation about what, Sam? You have to purchase anything, although some of the following advertisers would like your attention. It's 13 and a half after the hour here on Good Day.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. The night you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. DS.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 17 after, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. These are a couple of podcasters, actually, I've heard before in Rhode Island. Their names are Will Gilliard and Mike White. They think in Rhode Island there will be a lot of problems today.
Of the 419 polling locations in Rhode Island, only 144 of them are actually going to be open for voting. That sounds bad. That sounds bad.
They're doing this on purpose?
They're doing this on purpose in an effort to cut costs. They want to cut costs.
That's their primary goal.
The primary goal
is to cut costs.
Cut costs.
Shouldn't their primary goal be to see that the voting experience be, as seamless as possible?
Right.
Because and as efficient?
Voting should be easy.
Yeah.
Right? People want to fulfill their civic duties and actually participate in the voting process.
Okay. What data are they using to come to this conclusion?
I don't know.
Like, are they...
I don't know.
Like, we've talked about this before.
Yeah. We saw this in Arizona.
Yeah,
they had many problems there because they cut it from 200 to 60.
The closest reference point we can use is what? 2008, right?
Right.
So what was voter turnout in 2008?
Voter turnout in 2008 was 33%. And a political analyst for Eyewitness News, his name is Joe Fleming, he said that if voter turnout is about 10% in Rhode Island, then they'll be okay. They shouldn't really have too many problems. But if it gets to 25%, he said it'll be interesting.
Interesting. All right, here's Vanessa Herring, who is in Maryland, discussing the higher-than-expected early voting was higher than expected, so they expect that voter turnout will be higher than they expected at the polls today.
Early voting turnout is more than triple what it was last election. In fact, about 7.5% of eligible voters have cast early ballots so far. Of course, the primary is on Tuesday, and one group says there is a reason why the candidates are targeting a specific group of voters. We spoke with Black Girls Vote earlier today. That organization is aimed at mobilizing African American women to the polls. Traditionally, African American women are the leading group when it comes to voter turnout in elections in Baltimore City and in Maryland. The founder of Black Girls Vote says that's why candidates are fighting for the votes of black women. Black Girls Vote says everyone should carefully consider the candidates before heading to the polls.
We want to make sure it's African American women. We're going to the polls to support who supports us and our policies, because policy is what really, really matters. So do your history, study them, research them, and say, hey, our vote truly matters.
And Black Girls Vote is a nonpartisan organization.
Well, I would probably not have a lot of credibility and there would be people who would criticize me if I asked a little deeper question, Kara, of why is this sort of from the black votes, black people matter movement. I would say that this ought to be something that applies to all women and then maybe all people. All people's issues are different, and it seems... So the counterproductive, I don't know. That's my own point of view. I'm not a black woman, so maybe I should keep my mouth shut. 21 after the hour.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Doug Steffen. My pal, Larry Geller, is here. He joins us every week at this time. I knew you would have a Prince story, so I'm going to just turn it to you, and you, in whatever experience you had with him, would be interesting, because certainly everybody's talking about Prince.
Okay, well, it wasn't directly with him, but here is a story. When Michael Jackson asked me to design his album, which was sadly his last album, it's called Invincible, I started drawing a very complex and strange and mysterious drawing for him for the booklet of the album. And then Michael said to me, look, Ori, you have to instill the names of my children, Prince and Paris, into the drawing somewhere secretly, so Sony, when they go over your drawing, won't notice it, because then they will not allow it to be inside the drawing. And I said to him, don't worry, I'll design it in such a way where the eye won't be able to see the names, but if you take a big magnifying glass or a microscope, you'll find the names. And then I asked him, why did you call your son Prince? Is it after Prince Singer, knowing that they were basically rivals? He said, no. Prince was the name of my grandfather, which I didn't really know. So there you go, and I managed to get the names in there. And then Michael turns to me and says, but guess what I have that belonged to Prince? I said, what? He said, his spoon. So he actually gave me Prince's spoon, which is now on my sculpture Cadillac, and that's the story.
If you go to urigeller.com, Victoria, you'll see a picture of a black 1979 Cadillac Fleetwood Brome that Uri had when he first came to America. He has probably, 5,000 spoons and bent forks and stuff on that thing?
Yes. There are about 3,000 spoons, and it's a 1976 Cadillac Fleetwood Brome. And I've got spoons from Elvis, John Lennon, I mean, Justin Bieber, David Bowie, everyone, President Kennedy, the Dalai Lama, Mandela, Salvador Dali. I even have a spoon that arguably is the most unusual and probably the most expensive spoon on the car. It's a 5,000-year-old spoon that was found in one of the pyramids, in Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. And until that spoon was found, archaeologists were arguing among themselves whether they were old spoons at 5,000 years ago. And that spoon proved to them that, yes, there were spoons 5,000 years ago.
Yeah. There are so many. I think, you know, I sold my old farm and I moved to a new one. And in moving all the things, what I found on the top of a box the other day were the spoons you bent for me, which were in my studio, and now they're back in my new studio.
Well, I have your spoon on my Cadillac. That's Stefan's spoon. You don't even remember, but you signed one for me years ago.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
So that's placed next to Sting's spoon.
All right, wait a minute.
Wow.
Did you take the Cadillac to Israel, or is it still at the house in England?
The Cadillac is right now in a container somewhere in the on the sea in the Mediterranean, and it's going to land in Ashdod port in about 2.5 weeks. And I'm creating a museum in Old Jaffa.
Very cool. Uri, give my best to your brother-in-law and your sister and everybody else and your wife who's around.
More today from my conversation with television host Mike Rowe, an advocate for farmers and others who work to keep the world humming along. That's next on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Mike Rowe hosts a show on CNN called Somebody's Gotta Do It, and for 8 seasons he hosted Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel. He found out early on that agriculture is the mother lode of dirty jobs.
Farmers are naturally and rightly suspicious and skeptical of people with cameras because there are a lot of angry acronyms out there today that make life difficult for farmers. And I'm sympathetic to what they do and grateful for what they do. And our show became a way for me to express those things too. And that just made more and more farmers pick up the phone and invite us out.
More in tomorrow's show, and also at my website, NorthShoreProductions.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885.
That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
There we go again, 34 after the hour. Smooth way to find out what's going on in the world, converse about it so you'll sound smarter than the average bear. And probably when you go to work or progress your way through the day with whomever, you'll sound smarter than the person next to you because you listen to some of the information that I have for you here as we pursue a few other things in depth, like the Flint water situation, which continues to be bungled and messed up. This is one of the national outrages that just won't quit. It's good in that we see how horribly government does at even dealing with a problem like this, but it is more to the point of people actually dying because of this. And so the governor and these other boobs that are there locally and regionally, it is so bad. You if you live there, think of this of it this way. If you live there, would you, after this thing's been known now for almost a year, would you just sit there and let these people continue to try to fool you? The governor says, I'm going to drink the water for a month to show you it's okay. What was that going to do with washing your clothes, taking a bath in it, or whatever? It's just, it is such, Here's a fellow named Jim Kirstner, who is a reporter, and he focuses on the PR that the governor has tried to wrap around himself.
Governor Snyder announced last week he would drink filtered Flint water for a month to show it was safe. But then this week, he's on an economic summit in Europe, and his office says he could not take the water with him. Was that another public relations blunder?
Now, some have suggested the governor not just drink Flint filtered water for a month, but move to Flint for a month. Right now, that's not in the plans.
Move to Flint for however long it takes to straighten out the mess. Good heavens. Is this guy, he ought to be impeached as governor. If I were doing a radio program that was devoted to the people, I used to be on actually one of the stations in Flint. Man, if I were there, I'd be all over this. I'd go to do my program once a week from there while it was being addressed. Anyway, this is a person that's on a website called Lip TV. Margaret Howell says if you're using social media to protest the water situation in Flint, the police have their eye on you.
The water crisis in Flint, Michigan has received shock and outrage throughout the world. It's been covered by the Washington Times, but newly released emails reveal that state police in Michigan, they're conducting social media surveillance, specifically with regards to the discussion surrounding Flint's ongoing water crisis. Now, evidence of online surveillance, it was confirmed in correspondence that included 127,000 pages from state departmental emails. They were released by the Republican governor's office. They confirmed that law enforcement there in Michigan is collecting the criticism online. They're taking this aspect of criticizing the government, criticizing their policies, and they're turning it around, making it an issue of security, making it an issue of possible security against state officials. They're taking it very seriously, and they're putting it in the category of a crime.
How about you stupid clowns spend your time trying to fix the water problem and not worry about your own butts? I hope this guy, I hope somebody runs against him and anybody else who's involved in this, and they run him out of town, out of the state, on a rail. How about that? I hope the police in Michigan are listening to me. Why don't you call me at 888-302-3684? I'll tell you what I think. You don't have to listen or use my social media, but you can if you want. It's pretty easy to find me. It's Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Listen, learn, and get a life. Here's a YouTuber named Peter Black. Says that woman in Flint who was suing the government over the water crisis was killed.
From Flint, Michigan, a young woman named Sasha Ivana Bell was found murdered, first making headlines for her lawsuit against the city of Flint. Due to the water crisis, her death draws suspicion as it was only days after the foreman of the Flint water plant was found dead. A suspect was taken into custody, but the details of this crime have not been released, leading many to question, was this a government cover-up, a conspiracy? We live in a democracy, but are people free? Does the GOP silence the voiceless? Or was this a matter of sensationalistic journalism, drawing connections, exploiting coincidences, and mongering people's fears to stir up emotion and headlines? I personally think this country is teetering on the edge of revolt.
Yep, it is. That's why I got Bernie Sanders. That's why I got Donald Trump. And I support a peaceful revolution, for sure peaceful, but the kinds of things Democracy Spring is a good indication. The more people in the streets listen to what we were talking about in the last half hour, those who are worried, for example, in Rhode Island, because there aren't going to be enough polling places open to take care of everybody, and they do this in the name of saving money. What the hell kind of service is that? Your taxes are going up and up and up and up and up, and you get less service. Where's the money going that you work hard for to pay into the coffers of the states and the federal government as far as that's concerned? Now, two people have been killed in Flint. You think that's a coincidence? Bad luck? What do you think? Now, I don't think either of those two things, frankly. Here's a YouTuber named Spiro talking about these deaths.
Matthew McFarland. He was a foreman at the Flint Water Treatment Plant, and he was found deceased in his home by a friend. And authorities state that There is no evidence of foul play, and they're currently awaiting toxicology reports. But he was wanted for questioning in connection to the water crisis there in Flint, Michigan. Sequoia Reed, she was found shot to death along with Sasha Bell on Tuesday. She was one of the first to file a lawsuit in connection to this water crisis there in Flint, Michigan. Her lawsuit was going after three government officials and six companies for allegedly causing her toddler to suffer from lead poisoning due to being exposed to this contaminated water. Now, Ms. Bell's case played an extremely important role in determining the future of more than five dozen other lawsuits that are currently being filed.
All right. It's, I think there's a lot more to this, as is obvious, and the fact that we roll over to this. Now, you hear me talking about these sorts of things all the time, and I do it in a way that hopefully is more productive than what you might hear from Alex Jones, but still, there are so many conspiracies, there are so many people who are so foolish. We all know they couldn't be guilty of doing that sort of thing. Of course they could. They're crooked because there's power, money, and control at stake, and lots of it. So, and if you don't believe that, go to the CBS News website, go to the 60 Minutes Sunday night telecast, and review for your own. Just spend 3, 4, 5 minutes watching the part of the broadcast that focuses on what the Representative Jolly from Florida is trying to do to change the way congressmen spend their time. And you'll see half of their day every day is spent raising money for themselves and the Republican National Committee. You don't think that that's crooked corruption to the nth degree? Of course it is. And it just is replete all through the system because there aren't enough checks and balances in it. It just doesn't exist. Checks and balances don't exist anymore. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Did somebody kill Prince? We'll find out what some people are saying in a moment here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until April 27th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Buffalo Wild Wings presents B-dubbing.
If you're just tuning in, we've got
Wing Tuesdays.
Here's the corner kick. Star Striker Rodriguez takes on
special prices on traditional wings.
Now this is a
seriously good deal.
He dribbles past three defenders. He sees an opening and strike! It's a goal!
Get a great price. Every Wing Tuesday. 21 sauces and seasonings. At Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey there, you see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strained, dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
45 and change after the hour on the Good Day program. So what happened to Prince? His connection to painkillers coming up in the discussion. You may have seen the results too. A lot of conversation. Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show about your favorite Prince tune. I don't know if there's any surprises here. 35% he said Purple Rain was your favorite Prince tune. 30% said When Doves Cry. 16% Let's Go Crazy. 15% Little Red Corvette. 5% Raspberry Beret. So that's the musical side of this. But what about Prince and how he got the drugs and what he was using them for? Here are our hosts Joe Huizenga and Monica Lindstrom talking about some comments from some of their listeners claiming, as a matter of fact, one person called, apparently said he was Prince's drug dealer, and he had supplied Prince with drugs for a long time.
There's allegations from a former drug dealer now who says that he had given Prince drugs for 25 years.
Yeah, Dr. D, that's obviously not his real name, right? Yeah, Dr. D said the musician, who he described as majorly addicted, regularly bought drugs from him between 1984 and 2008. The dealer, often to the stars, said Prince suffered from not only hip issues, but I guess he had incredible stage fright.
Which seems hard to believe.
Right? Because when he got on stage, he was amazing. He was larger than life. Anybody who saw any of his concerts can testify to that. Amen. I mean, he was amazing. But I guess that could be true because we hear about comedians. They oftentimes are too nervous, and so they'll use some drugs or not really alcohol, but they'll use speed or whatever because it gives them the energy, but it also calms their nerves and allows their genius to come out.
The argument in favor of him having severe stage fright would be, we don't know a lot of his private life.
He did live very reclusive,
similar to Michael Jackson in that respect.
And this Dr. D goes on to say that it wasn't just his phobia or his stage fright, but he was also very scared of doctors. He had a phobia about doctors, which caused him to not be able to get his painkillers. And that's what he did, painkillers. He wasn't on coke. He wasn't on meth. He wasn't on pot, according to Dr. D here.
It was pills.
He had to go get the pills because he couldn't get them legally. He was so scared of doctors.
Really? I guess, yeah, I think that goes with his religion, as a matter of fact. Let's listen to Bill Handel on his program talking to medical analyst Dr. Jim Keeney. Keeney says that Prince may have been on Percocet, and that probably isn't the whole story.
It's now coming out that Prince was on Percocet for years. And I don't understand how he does this because he was up, or it's reported he was up for 150 hours, and isn't Percocet put you to sleep?
Yeah, those two don't make sense together. I mean, how do you stay up for that long? First of all, you know, having had to stay up for days at a time sometimes, you know, the 154 hours, just unless you have some, you know, there's some people with mental illness that would make that happen, but it's pretty tough.
I've heard that about him before, that he stayed up for a long period of time. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now for our visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is a full spine approach to health from head to foot. And you know what? I can't believe that I have not seen you this year. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, I had to go to your website here just to remember what you look like.
Good for you. All right. So, Jack, I just wrote myself a note about nosebleeds. You were talking, and I wrote it on my on a little scrap of paper that I have here that's aimed at you. Jack is the Forbidden Doctor, podcast galore. He and his wife, Mary, come up with just brilliant stuff that will help you in every aspect of your life. You've got to listen to it. Join the hundreds of thousands of people around the country and around the globe now. You can get access to Forbidden Doctor in that podcast as I help yourself. Also to Jack's product line, which includes the Long Life Energy Enzymes. This is a really important product for lots of different reasons, and you can get the specifics by going to the same Forbidden Doctor website. If you'd like to order it, I think maybe it is in order for you to order. Is that too conflicting? It's in order for you to order it. Matter of fact, I've gone through a whole bucket of those Long Life Energy Enzymes, and look what it's done for me. I think, frankly, that my immune system is enhanced by this, and I know Meredith feels the same way. Probiotics that are in this thing, you can read all about it on their website at ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you want to order it, use the code Doug for 10% off Long Life Energy Enzymes. The Zika virus could be, I'm looking at the Today's Scare. is that 2 billion people across the world could be likely or susceptible to this if the virus strikes. Millions of births will occur in these areas, and that will make a whole population of babies that are going to be infirmed, or it'll be a raft of babies that'll, you know, suffer the fate of abortion. And this is something so easily handled, Jack, it seems to me. The citronella, I think you talked about this first, the band, and then there's, you can put a dryer sheet in your pocket. That keeps mosquitoes away from you, too. Right?
Well, yes. And another really good thing about it, a very good source of whole food vitamin B. People who have high levels of vitamin B in the body, not the synthetic stuff, the real food source stuff that comes from like rice polishings, comes from liver, eating things like this. High levels of vitamin B seem to keep them away from the body as well.
Yeah. These stats, are we just jumping into a pool here or what?
Well, I think it's to promote the vaccine that's eventually going to be coming out. But there's so many other factors involved here, as you always are bringing up, the immune system of the mother itself. And this is the same 2 billion people who are constantly at risk for things like malaria and other kinds of tropical area insects that are constantly afflicting mankind. And when one of the worst things we ever did was to get rid of DDT.
Yeah. You know, I saw something, this is an aside, but I think maybe it goes back to all of these things. If you have a healthy immune system, I think you can ward off problems like this as well. Your blood supply, your system is really going to, everything going on in your body is predicated by what's going on in your gut. I think that's the blood supply as well. I noticed that there is a report today that alcohol and processed meats may raise stomach cancer risk. I find this to be a duh, but it's interesting that the American Institute for Cancer Research is on this. So this is back to the gut again, right?
Well, certainly it is. Certainly. And with the commercial meats, the problem is these animals are being fed the wrong kinds of foods. Cows were never intended to eat grain.
Nope.
You don't see cows.
I stopped feeding my cows grain 10, 12 years ago, and they've been much healthier. Their hooves don't get all hot. You don't have to have the trimmer, hoof trimmer in all the time amongst
them. Well, we tell our patients when they ask those questions, only grass-pastured animals. Grass-pastured animals that were never given a shot, that are not eating foods that were laced with herbicides and pesticides, you're asking for serious trouble when you're eating processed commercial meats. I don't care what the animal is. Fish from the ocean, poultry, beef, lamb, the same thing. They must be in a virgin situation, living off of grass-pastured foods that they have for, you know, for how many thousands of generations of these animals have been eating that stuff. And we're only four or five generations away from this. Just since World War II have we had an explosion of changing what these animals eat in order to fatten up from the marketplace. And it's the same time we've had the explosion of heart disease and cancer.
It's sort of like what we call in the cow business, finishing them off. And it's just dangerous, not good for you. Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD, or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.